If you lose around here, you doing stuff on purpose. I'm telling you right now. Or you flat out just don't listen to nothing you being told. Do you know there are people come to church, you can't tell them nothing. You know what you should do? Don't. You shouldn't tell them nothing. Because you get to be shaped well-rounded around here. You get the spiritual peace. If you got marital issues, we got marriage. If you're broke, you got financial issues, show up through opportunity to prosper. Ain't no shortcut. So you get your financial peace taken care of. If you don't know how to be a man, if you didn't grow up with a man, if you grew up in a home where it's a single mom raised you, your mama wasn't your daddy. Your mama was your mama. Your mama always going to be your mama. Your mama ain't never your daddy. So what we come up with, me and fellowship. If you grew up without a woman in your life, nobody taught you how to do nothing. You just kind of grew up and figured as much as you could figure out as a woman on your own. What we got? You got women's fellowship. If you don't know nothing about the Bible, we set Sunday school up for you. All these tools to help people that want to be helped. You know what I figured out? Everybody don't want to be helped. Right? So they work these preachers, sit down. They work these preachers like dogs because everybody just wants sidebar conversations. They don't want to do what's being taught and come up with the group. They want some special session. And all they have to do is pay attention like everybody else. You don't know how to raise kids? Hey, you got plenty of instruments around here to help raise kids. Right? I raised my own kids. Well, you know, everybody started off the same way with kids. And what's that? You don't know nothing. Get kids, don't make you no great parent if you don't know nothing. You have to learn, right? So the minute that you stop learning, you know what's happening to you? You are stopped growing. You have stopped growing. Anybody interested in growing? If you grow to a certain level naturally and you don't have what you need at that level, society penalizes you. The devil used society to penalize you. And oftentimes, these people you think on your side, they ain't thinking about you one way or the other. They don't care if you nothing. We're talking about the power of communion today. The power of communion with this thought, remembering what the blood paid for. Father, think through my mind, speak through my mouth, that your people be edified, you be glorified after hearing the word of truth. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Ask for utterance and the anointing. I ask you to do what only you can do in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11. Well, you can stand now. I ain't want you standing because I ain't know how long I was going to be talking. But you can win around here if you want to win. Right? You're supposed to win if you show up at this church. I can't talk for everybody else. I don't know what they teach. I don't know what they believe. I don't even know if they live the nickel to a dime. But you can win around here if you want to win. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he'd given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Excuse me. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when sup, he said, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This is a legal document. It's bread and water, but this is legal documents in heaven. This do ye as often as you do it in remembrance of me. As often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you also do this till he comes. Amen. You can have your seat. So communion is, I got it further down, but I'll just say it because I may not get to it. But when people get born again and they get adopted into the family of God, this spiritual transaction, you'll hear it again if I get to it, it gives people the right to participate in the kingdom of God, and it gives them the right to become members of his church. Communion does that. Common union. Right? So when Jesus, we talked about it, that he said, by this people will know that you are my disciple as you love one another. Psalms 133 talking about he commands a blessing where there's unity, this common union. And we'll get to this, but communion ain't just some ordinary ritual that people go through. I know people treat it like that. That ain't what it's supposed to be. It's something significant. It's just bread. It's just bread to you. It's just juice. It's just grapefruit juice. It's just Welch's to you. See, because the whole point of communion is that faith has to be involved. Faith has to be in all of this stuff that we're taking and that we're doing. And this is why you see some people, I've read cases where people have taken communion for 30 days, totally healed of cancer. People take it 30 days, nothing. Why? According to your faith. You look at it like it's a bread and a cracker, right? And if you look at it like that, then you blocked out of the power behind this. So he tells them, he's basically tell them, do this in remembrance of me. Remember this. He ain't talking about don't forget the story. Everybody knows the story. He's saying don't forget the power behind the story. There's power behind this story of Jesus' body being broken. All throughout scriptures, it talks about it. His body being broken, his body given for us, right? And so we're going to indulge into that a little bit today because, you know, we need to go back and remember what he, don't forget what God has done. Don't forget, we're coming up on Resurrection Sunday where we emphasize it more, but he'd say we really supposed to be talking about it every single month to keep people in line with it. How many know, remember what it took for you to be saved? Huh? What it took to get you out the club? Some of us was womanizers and some of us was just harlots of the night. What it took to get you free from some man or some woman. Not the one you married to either. What it took to get you off some alcohol or drugs. That's what his body being broken for. All this is it wrapped up in that to get you off some drugs or some alcohol. People make these people think that they can't come out of homosexuality because they don't know the power in the blood of God. And they don't have no emphasis on the communion. So all, and these be Christians making excuses for people. Tell them they was born like that. And statistic proved that ain't nothing that made anybody like that. These are mindsets because people, when people cannot help you with power, they start making excuses for you. Amen. They help you make the excuses. But how many know that the blood still got power? Amen. Right? And everything that Jesus did on that cross, he did so we can live and live better. Right? All this stuff is wrapped up in us taking up his body, taking up his blood, all this stuff that's associated with it. We're not going to hit all of them today, but we're going to try to get to a few of them if you got time. This is my body, which is for you. So remembering is what? This is how you actively participate in what was paid for on that cross. remembering it. I mean, Mel Gibson finally got the money. He finna make a Passion of the Christ too. I wonder how this thing is gonna play out in public. I mean, it's almost like he tells the story better than most preachers tell it. And God rewards him for it. Because he's putting people in remembrance of the life of Christ, the death of Christ, the burial of Christ, the resurrection of Christ. Why? Because he got all power. So humanity's sin is atoned. Why? It costs divine blood. There's no human that could have saved us. See, a lot of us, a lot of people in the body of Christ, they could be totally, could have been, Brother Sims, healed and delivered and free a long time ago. They got too much confidence in other people and other systems rather than God, and they still stuck in the same dumb stuff after all these years because they put too much trust in people and not in what God has already done. I'm trying to tell some people, if you put trust in what he's already done, it ain't just bread. Do you really want to see him crucified every single week? Do you really want to see some animal slaughtered every single week? First of all, they couldn't even cover you. They couldn't even free you or redeem you. But his body and his blood did all that. No human can do that for us. But what Jesus did on the cross through his death and shedding of his blood, this is how we get this stuff. This is how we get to be not perfect per se, but this is what it took: a perfect man to die for imperfect people. Just to give us a shot. I know where I come from. A lot of people don't remember. They choose to forget where they come from. I choose to remember exactly where I come from. A lot of people, the only way they can go forward in life, they mind have to be washed from everything they went through. I choose not to wash my mind, because this helps me keep focused on where I'm going and what I never want to go back to. And what I never want to be exposed to, what I never want to be exposed to, what I never want to be exposed to in this life again. So you don't want to just wipe your mind. You don't want to be brain dumb. You don't want to just dump everything. You want to take it all and sit it in his body, wash it in his blood, and then say, look what the Lord done in my life. A lot of us don't have no testimonies because we chose to get the blessing and reject everything he done for us to get to the blessing. Say, Jesus paid it all. And so you don't want to forget how do you actively participate in it. You got to remember that he was on that, you know, they showed that cat nine tail. This guy was showing this cat nine tail. And I'm going to show you how, what belief in the blood does for you, Olivia, and what don't believing in the blood will do for you. And what he didn't say it like this, but this is what God was showing me as he was showing them cat nine tails, that it was impossible for those guys who were whipping him to not to be drenched in blood. All them guys that was whipping him and beating on him, popping him in the face. He got blood everywhere, pressing these crowns down on his head, and the blood did nothing for him. Because they didn't have no belief in the blood. And then God took me to the imagery of the one guy who was going to put the vinegar in his mouth. And then he said, this is the blood. This is truly the Son of God. And he falls down before that cross. At least in the movie, he does it anyway. He falls down before Jesus is on that cross. And this is what happened. This is what God was showing me. The blood started affecting that man. It was already on him. But now he has belief in the Father, and now the same blood that he was beaten out of him is the same blood that was positioning him for salvation. You got to have belief in the blood. Many of you sitting here today, you came to look for somebody to prophesy to you. You don't need no prophecy. You too lazy to work with the Holy Ghost to pull off a prophecy. Just believe for the blood to work in your life. Say the blood still got power. This the prophecy you need to be concerned with. All through our scripture, it was talked about. And then it happened just like all the prophets talked about. And you still working with a word that you say you got 20 years ago and ain't nothing happened to it. Why don't you just believe in this prophecy? This prophecy will redeem your mind. This prophecy, what he did, will heal your body. It'll heal your mind. Right? But if you don't have no faith in the blood of God, you'll be like the centurions that's beating the blood out of him, but won't let the blood wash depression off of him. Won't let the blood wash oppressive spirits off of them. Won't let the blood wipe these nasty, filthy, perverted spirits up off of them. You don't have to hide perversion if you'll dip it in the blood. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. You won't have to hide no more. And you don't have to worry about nobody beating you up no more. Why? Say, because eyes free. 1 Peter. We talk about everything these days but the blood. People be so bound in their mind. That's why I don't hardly listen to nobody. You still see these guys doing all this preaching and hooping and calling and carrying on and, you know, and getting other people free and they be bound. You get sick of people standing up apologizing to their wife and their congregation about some affair or some baby they done had with somebody in the congregation. Why? Because they never applied the blood to their own self. They slinging it all over the pews and slinging it all over everybody else. And they nasty self, they need to be free. Amen. Give me some more, sir. I'm working hard. My throat hurt. So in 2 Peter, he says, if you call on the Father, this is the first step. You got to call on, if you want the blood, you need the blood, you need to call on the person that supplies the blood. Jesus got the blood. Jesus has prepared to give us the blood. But we don't talk about it because we can't make the connection between his blood, a human's blood. He wasn't just human, he's divine. God had to create a body. Watch this, because God don't have blood. You ever thought about that? God don't have blood. So in order for humanity to be to be cleansed, it took what it was given to put us in sin, to get us out of sin. A human caused death to come upon us. So a human empowered by the Spirit of God would have to come and be the sacrifice to redeem humanity from their sin. It blood got us into it and blood got to get us out of it. But heaven don't have no blood. So heaven had to create a body. And that body was Jesus Christ. Amen. I say that body was Jesus Christ. Say the body was Jesus Christ. Shout the body was Jesus Christ. Shout the body was Jesus Christ. It wasn't your mama's sweat that delivered you. It wasn't her prayers that solely delivered you. It wasn't your daddy's fasting. It wasn't some preacher laying their hands on you. Say nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the. We give credit to all these people and overlook the one who's actually doing the work. And a lot of these people are getting snatched right out the earth because they love the applause of men. Even though God was the one that used them, they take all the credit and they let these people worship them and run behind them and lick up to them. And they say, no, baby, don't worry about me. That was God that did that for you. And he's snatching them out the earth just as fast as they say, don't hold the glory. It'll cost you. If you call on the Father who without respect the person judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear, for as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible thing. What's the corruptible thing? What's the corruptible thing? You're not redeemed by a human. The corruptible thing is humanity. You dying whether you know it or not. Your body is corrupting. Your hair is getting gray. It's falling out. Your hormones are changing because you're dying.
And the dead cannot cause the living to live, because the dead need the living to help them to live. The dead is still dying. And so the corruptible thing he's talking about is humanity. Humanity cannot redeem humanity. A person cannot atone your sin. This is why it's dangerous for these people that see people in sin. And then they tell them, don't worry about it. Ooh-wee, don't worry about it. They can't redeem you. You should worry about it. Everybody doing it. You can't speak for the masses. How do you know what everybody else is doing? All people going to go through that. How can you talk that all people got to go through that? You're not all people. And they say, forget about it. Don't worry about it. Everybody, you cannot atone a person from sin, and now you done put them in a position. You put them in a position where this stuff runs its course in their life. Rather than going to the one that can free them, the person that can redeem them, the person that can liberate their mind. You'll be shocked at these people that's demonized. Bound. In and out of prison. They demonized. A man or a woman that's not demonized, they only got to go to jail one time, and they only got to stay for 1 hour, and they don't ever want to go back. But when you demonize, you get back in the same rituals. The same. What can redeem them? What can free their mind? The man them two men at the tomb. It took Jesus to redeem them, to free them. So a corruptible person don't get to tell you off the hook. What do you got to do? You confess your faults. We confess our sins. We take them before the Father, and then we appropriate what he already done. But tell somebody, say, you ain't got the power to free nobody. He says that soul, silver and gold, he says, from your vain conversations received by traditions from your fathers. He says, well, watch this. He says, but with the precious blood of Christ. Say that three times. The precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ. Say it again. As the lamb without blemish and without spot. He redeemed us. We watch this. Only the blood of a sinless person could redeem us. I'm glad Jesus came. How about you? I'm glad he died. How about you? If he don't die, then we can't be born again. We can't be redeemed. We can't be bought with a price. We can't get all these liberties. It all comes through the blood. Why? Because his blood is alive. His blood is active. The things, the protons, all these atoms, all the stuff in our blood, it's dying constantly. But I'm thankful for his blood. Go to Acts 20. The Lamb's blood redeemed you. The Lamb's blood saved us. The Lamb's blood got us free from some debilitating disease. And then they rub the test on your blood. Now, ain't nothing in your blood. Why? Because the Lamb blood is flowing through you. The Lamb is washing and purging us. They got these machines now where these people can, they think it's going to make them live longer. It ain't going to make them live longer. They call it washing their blood. It drains all the blood out of people. These rich people getting it done. Supposed to regenerate this. It doesn't make no difference. They still dying. Why? That's the penalty for sin. Now you think about this. The wages of sin is death. We get saved and we still die in this life.
the wages of sin is death. We get saved and we still die in this life. But this is why he say, don't fall in love with this life, because heaven and earth is going to pass away and everything in it. But I have come to give you eternal life, which is the real you, and get you out of this life so that you don't get stuck in this sin sick world. Nobody want to get stuck down here for 1,000 years. You may think you do, but you don't. Things are not getting better, they're getting worse. People not getting better, they're getting worse. And the Bible talks about the love of men, because lawlessness shall abound. Shooting police officers, killing people in authority now, because lawlessness shall abound. Kids murdering their parents who have authority over them, because lawlessness shall abound. The love of many people will stop believing in people. And it'll draw coal in the earth. Don't nobody want to live down here through all that. I thank God that the blood has paved the way to get me out of here. I don't want to just have a long life and be sick for 80 years on the earth. I'd rather have a short, productive life than a long, sick life. I'd rather just, if I'm saved, just get me out of this earth suit, God. Give me my heavenly suit and then let me prance around heaven whole. People be praying people and holding people in this dimension, and they body ain't never going to get no better. And the devil be tormenting the body. And they be shouted out by eating it over Shia, holding them for the devil to torment the hell out of them. Rather than saying, God, your will be done. They believe in the resurrection. They believe in the afterlife. They believe that the body is being made whole. They believe to be absent from the body is to be present. They believe that, so it don't bother them. But when you don't believe it, you think somehow you're being penalized. Shout, God knows best.
God knows best.
Shout, God knows best.
God knows best.
Shout, God knows best. His blood made a way of escape for all of us. If you're not saved, you should appropriate the blood today. If you die without the blood being washed in the blood, you're going to hell. And you're old enough now. You're not 5 or 6 or 7. Most of our kids can read. They can understand the Bible better than most adults. Don't be tripping that kind. They don't know what you're talking about. We grew up at wasn't no children's church. And people got saved. And kids got saved. And used. So his blood done got me out of this mess. The blood not only redeems us, the blood paid for this church. This is why the devil wants to eradicate traditional church. We know you can live saved out there if you're in the jungle and ain't no church around. Amen. We know you can live saved in the middle of the Sahara Desert and ain't no church around. But if a church is around, you should be in church. The church ain't simply an institution. The church is an organism. The church is alive. The church is a bride. You ever seen a dead bride? Don't answer that. The church is alive. It's an organ. It ain't no institution. His blood paid for the church so that the members could assemble together in unity with a common union
that his will could be done in the earth. That the church would prioritize what's important to God. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The church is supposed to be the front line of defense for humanity in the earth. For thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Why? Why is the devil prevailing now? Because the people are brainwashed by the devil. Their minds have been blinded. That it's an institution and not an organism. So the devils are running free in the earth, and the body of Christ can't stop them because they don't realize that you the first line of defense in the earth. That's why he said, prepare me a body. So these demons running around talking about the church under the influence of a devil. The church ain't your problem. Them demons that follow you is your problem. And they follow people to church around God's people, mingle in with God's people to make sure you get offended at a living organism that you'll reduce it to an organization. But I'm telling you, the blood is bought this church. The blood lives through the church. The blood empowers the church to do things in the earth that they could not do without the blood empowering them to do it. So he says in Acts 20:28, he says, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers. Who did the Holy Ghost put in charge? The elders. Who he put in charge? Who did he make responsible? The deacon board. The trustees, the prophets. Let's read it again. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you the overseer. What? To do what? To feed the church, what? Which he purchased with his blood. How did he purchase the church? How did he purchase the church? What does the church belong to do? It's establish this legal covenant. It ensures that people know that God owns this institution, this organism. God owns it all. He purchased it with his blood. Now, why would he shed his blood to purchase something that's useless? Stay with me. That's why he want to keep some of you out of church. But the whole time you come, you won't never get up under the blood. You won't let the blood do what it's supposed to do. You wait to pitch your excuse to somebody. You wait to pitch your problem to somebody. Tell somebody, say, put it up under the blood like everybody else. Put your mind up under, put your marriage up under, put your money up under, put that mistreatment up under you, put that forsakenness up, put it up under the blood, put depression up under it, put it all up under the blood. But no, you want to pitch it to somebody that can't even help you. So the blood establishes ownership. The blood is how we get reconciled to God. Without the blood, you can't come back to him. The blood is what transforms people who are captive in their mind. A person cannot be captive in their mind and be in some church and they say, I'm up under the blood of Christ. You lie. The blood would have already freed your mind. I can't help this addiction. You ain't never put it up under the blood. You took it to some counselor. That ain't the same as the blood. I'm not against counselors. I'm just simply saying humanity cannot redeem. Say, put it up under the blood. And it makes us participants of the kingdom. This is why Jesus says, people say, where's the kingdom? He said, go here, go there, go there. He said, no, the kingdom is in you. How do you participate with the kingdom? He looks for his blood. He looks for people. This proves the fact that everybody ain't washed in the blood because they haven't allowed themselves to be washed in the blood. So they can't get the kingdom to work for them. Because they ain't up under the blood. They say the right stuff, nothing happens because it ain't up under the blood. But when you put it up under the blood, and this is why, oh my goodness, let's keep going. So one of the purposes is what? It's to implement heaven's policies. Put us in a place where we can do what God wants, but you got to reorient your mind. Put the kingdom first. Once the blood wash you, and then you can tap into it. Say, put it all up under the blood. So he purchased the church with his blood. And watch this. He takes it. He bought the church. Heaven stands up and pays attention. This is for these people with these loose mouths that are consistently attacking the church with no fear. They should be afraid. The church is full of hypocrites. So is your job. So is your family reunion barbecue. You still show up. The church got all these people. They ain't living right. And he still bought it. You better get the revelation of what I'm trying to get you to see. Some of you, your mind, the devil, he stronghold your mind every time you come to church. Just choke the devil out of you. But the church is in that condition. He bought it anyway. When you was married and in somebody else's bed that wasn't your spouse, Christ died for you. Mm-hmm. When you was beating on and cheating on your woman, Christ died for you. Mm-hmm. When you was some cluckhead, crackhead, Christ died for you. When you was a thieving, lying person, Christ died for you. When you was prostituting, but they don't call it prostitution these days. They call it, I got friends with benefits. You a prostitute. You're giving up sex for money. I got a sugar daddy. You a prostitute. And while you was doing that, Christ died for you. He bought the church in that condition because what we didn't understand, he understood that the blood could take care of all of that. I don't care what kind of condition you're in. I don't care what kind of condition that you showed up in. The blood still works. The blood still works. So don't let people run you away from the church because they ain't where you think they at. Some people know how to create these images. They do image control. They know how to package stuff and put it in public, but they ain't living that stuff behind closed doors. And while we was in our mess, tell somebody, say, Christ bought it like that. We was messy and he bought it like that. He knew we need to be cleaned up and he bought it like that. What am I saying? They should say, he'll wash your white as snow. Tell somebody, say, won't he make you clean inside? The blood still works. Say, the blood still works. If you're sick and you believe in the blood, it'll heal you. If you're struggling in your some type of sin, the blood will deliver you. If you're depressed and you apply the blood will regulate your mind. Ain't nothing wrong. Shout, touch your head. Ain't nothing wrong with my blood, my mind. The blood still works. You're going to have what you say or don't say. Why they do all that talking and have them talking? Because Jesus is the apostle and high priest of your confession. So what you ain't willing to say, you don't deserve to have. Say, the blood still works. You don't deserve to have it sometime. In other words, don't run from the church because people don't have it together in the church. Nobody got it together. Moving in the anointing and ain't got it together. Don't follow the person, follow the anointing. They ain't got it together. Go to their houses. Some of their kids is on drugs. Some of their kids are smoking weed. Some of their kids ain't got no job. Some of their kids are doing the same thing your kids doing. And they praying for you that your kid get delivered, but yet their kid is bound. What should they do? Take their kid to somebody else to get them free. Say, the blood still works. Stop running from church to church. Ain't no church perfect. You showed up. Ain't no church perfect. You showed up. I showed up. But if we'll believe in the blood says what? Come as you are, I'll forgive you. You want to invite people because you're waiting. You're looking at their lifestyle. They know they messed up. They've done things that they're embarrassed of. They keep doing things they're embarrassed of, and you won't bring them to the house of God so they can hear. No matter what you did, the blood will still get you forgiven. If they messed up, we're not perfect. The blood will redeem them. If they not saved, we was all sinners that gone astray and needed somebody to pull us in. The blood will set us free. It'll cleanse us. It'll put you in a place. Tell somebody, say, the blood still works. It's counseling every accusation against some of you. Some of you feel guilty about stuff. Don't forget it. Ask God to forgive you. The blood will get you freed. Go to Isaiah 53. You keep talking about, I ain't going to never be, I don't want to be like my mama. You're going to be exactly like your mama if you don't get up under the blood. At the same age. The same behaviors that she did. You're going to do the exact same thing. The devil will try to stomp you out the earth at the same age if you don't get up under the blood. Because some things are generational. And when you put your generational blood over the blood of Jesus, the devil has the same right to do to you and your lineage, which he did before, because your blood don't trump divine blood. So put your generational mess up under the blood. It ain't enough to say, I ain't gonna never be like my daddy. You're gonna be exactly like your dad. If you don't get up under the blood. Amen. Amen. Some of you didn't like that. I'm telling you the truth. And you don't even have to like it. I'm gonna tell you exactly how it's gonna play out. Your life is gonna parallel them at the same ages. If you do not get up under the blood, put that stuff up under the blood of God. Yes, the blood of Jesus. Amen. Shout, the blood still works three times. And it's working right now. Isaiah 53. Yeah, that's a good place to give my praise. Give my good praise right there. Do you realize you're nothing without God?
These people be thinking they something. They ain't nothing. You ain't nothing without God. You the same person you was before you came to God without God. This is why you want to make sure we stay hooked to God. Say I'm hooked to Jesus. Where I say Isaiah 53. Can the blood heal people? A lot of times we don't believe it though. Because we don't hear it enough. We don't hear that the blood can heal us the same way it did way back then. People be saying, man, I wish we had the old time church. It's the same church. We the same church. What's the difference between the church in Acts and now? They was closer to the blood. The experience of the blood, they were closer to it. They saw Jesus die. Now they putting it together. They saw him die, even though he warned them. Then he got up. Just like he said he was going to get up. Not only did Jesus get up, the Bible testifies that when Jesus got up, it shook other graves around him. And everybody in the graves got up. Then Jesus goes into Jerusalem, I believe, and he walks around for 40 days. So these people believe in the blood. He's walking and he's showing people his hands. Big old holes. The blood still works. Isaiah said it this way. He was wounded for our transgressions. He's bruised for what? Our iniquities, sins that we practice, habitually practice. Only a good God can see people doing the same sin over and over, won't let it go, and God say, I still paid for them. Yeah, Lord. You want me to clean them up? No, I'm going to take them just like that. Amen. I'm going to take them exactly the way they are. Because I got something I'm going to use on them. I'm going to put them up under my blood. He says the chastisement of our peace was what? On him. What you and I should have been beat for. He put it up under his forgiveness. And what we should have got, we didn't get. Anybody ever did something and God, you didn't get what you should have got in life because you took it and got it up under the blood. And rather than being something that was a catastrophe, God turned it into a blessing. Rather than you getting divorced, you was caught red-handed. She should have left you 55 times ago, but God put it up under the blood. And now y'all got this immaculate marriage is to be immolated by all. Tell somebody, this is what the blood will do for you. So he says, and he by his stripes, we were healed. If you were healed, I'm talking to some sick people right now, then you are healed. They kind of slow that side. If you were healed by his stripes, you were healed. So he saw some of you in here sick today. He says, if you were healed, then you have to believe that you are. Say, by his stripes, I'm healed.
You can keep popping them pills all you want to. I like healing over doctors. I like healing over prescription. I like healing over counselors. Say, by his stripes, I am healed. My sicknesses, my diseases are now under the blood. I walk in healing, divine healing, caused by the blood of Jesus Christ. By his stripes, you are healed. By his stripes, you are healed. If you catch the revelation, remember I told you communion has to be taken. When this communion hits your palate and start getting, and that juice hits your palate and start getting digested in your system and in your blood and start moving through your blood, it's going to purify some of your blood today. It's going to heal you of some sicknesses today. When it start going through your body, back pain going to leave your body today. Your joints and your marrow going to start coming back together. But it's according to your faith. Shout, the blood still work. As it starts going through your mind, that depression going to lift off of you. Them homosexual spirits going to come off of you. Them lesbian spirits going to come up off of you. Because you don't think nobody knows that you're here. But God say, the blood will purge all that garbage from your soul. Shout, the blood still work. So he want us to know that as we take it, I got to stop. I got too much. The blood is going to do something in you. Bring the communion table up here. Don't look at it like it's a table. Look at it like it's an altar. Look at it like Jesus is laying on this altar, being sacrificed. Stand to your feet. Sing some of that for me, Minister Robeson, real quick, real soft. But what I want you to do, I challenge you. If the blood can heal cancer, the blood can heal some dirt on somebody's hand. I want you to get in faith. I want you to get your faith up. She bring that bread up here. I want you to pour you a big old piece off of that loaf. According to your faith, be it unto you. If you need a little breakthrough, if you need a little healing, get you a little piece. If you believe in God that this ain't just some ceremony or some ritual, I wish people would worship a little bit right now. If you really know God. But if you know God, I challenge you to worship right where you at. And don't look at it like it's some ritualistic ceremony. Right? There are three people in here, real quick. If you don't get up and off, if you don't get off and under that depression quick, you're going to have some serious problems. Real soft. If you don't get off and under that depression, the devil got some other plans for you. Come on, worship God. Come on. Just let it minister to you for a second. Sing along.
Gives me strength.
follow the direction. If you're taking communion, follow the direction of the ushers. Come quick. If you're not taking communion, just sit down and get out the way. But if you're going to take it, come real quick. Don't slow the line down. Come real quick. If you ain't, just get out the way.
Yes,
this is the altar.
This valley, that gives me strength from
the song as you come.
His power, oh, the blood, and it reaches to the highest mountain.
Real quick.
That gives me strength
from day to day.
I can say never lose its power.
It will never lose its power. You never lose its power. Never lose its power. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Never lose.
Lose its power.
It will never lose.
Never lose its power.
It's fine. It will never lose.
Never lose its power.
Never lose.
Never lose its power.
So grab your bread. This is his body. Go ahead and consume the body. Hallelujah. Some of you coming out of a low place with that right there. All you needed was some spiritual strength, some nourishment from heaven. Go ahead and consume the blood. And Father God, we thank you right now, God, for your body. We thank you for your blood. I ask you to let the miraculous happen as it filtrates through the body, as it goes through the blood, and as it begins to nourish the physical body. Let the miraculous happen in their bodies, spiritually and naturally, God. Let sickness evaporate. Let disease evaporate. Let mental illness evaporate. Let depression evaporate. Let oppressive spirits be lifted. Let marriages be healed. In the name of Jesus. Spiritually, Father, we ask that you would bring people back to a place of spiritual strength. For those that are weak and weary, I ask that you strengthen their bodies. For those who have operated outside of the covenant, let the blood reach them where they stand. Cover your people with the blood. Rebuke every demon, every devil, every devourer from their lives right now in the name of Jesus. Let nothing the enemy brings forward towards them penetrate their life. From this day forward, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we give you all praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. If you believe it, give the Lord a good hand praise. Come on, give him a good praise for it. Come on, let him reach your praise for a second. We're going to go home in a second. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise you because of your blood. We praise you because of the power associated with your blood.
Hallelujah.
We praise you because of the healing associated with your blood.
Hallelujah.
We praise you because it's brought us back.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we give you all praise, glory, and honor for it. Father, as we leave this place, but not your presence, God. Let your face shine upon us.
Thank you, Lord.
May you number us amongst the righteous, God, and give us peace. I speak peace to weary, troubled minds. I speak peace to you. Peace he gives to you, not as the world gives. He's giving you a level of peace right now if you just receive it. I speak to eternal wars going on in your heart that they'll cease, storms in your heart that they'll cease now. Let the peace of God rule in that situation. Let the peace of God rule in that situation. And Father God, I give you all the praise. I give you the glory and the honor. For it is in you that we live and we move and we have our being. We dare not move without you. And Father, we just give you the praise and glory and honor for covering right now. For the covering that the blood, I apply the blood over you. You're covered. You're covered by the blood. And I give you all praise, glory, and honor for it. In Jesus' name, I pray. Love on about 5 people today and tell them, say, something good is going to happen to you. You dismissed. You dismissed.